tonight. Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.
Hi, my name's Jessica and I'm an addict.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, and I'm just wondering how I'm going to talk to 15 minutes without swearing. I'll give it a go anyway. And I just thought, you know, what I can share about in 15 minutes is how I got, you know, how recovery helped me get through my day to day, really. And, you know, the more I think about that, that is actually the number one thing that I get from recovery, is the ability to get through my day today, whatever it may be. But today has been really quite challenging. And, you know, it's like, oh, we use that kind of therapeutic language in here, it's been challenging, instead of just saying it's been fucking awful. You know, but actually, the truth is, there's a difference, you know, and it is sometimes a challenge, and it is but it's always an adventure in recovery. You know, that's what I've discovered. The reason I've been very freaked out today is, you know, always for me comes down to pretty much the same things, either romance or finance. Today it's finance, and you know, to kind of get to where I am today, I need to maybe go back a little bit in time. You know, I'm coming up to 12 years clean this year, and the last 3 years have been, you know, possibly the most challenging of my life. And you know, I did feel when I first got clean that I would get certain things, you know, that would show that my life was a success and back on track. You know, like an Aston Martin would have been a good symbol of recovery to me. And you know, I sort of, you know, felt that when I was a newcomer, I had that real feeling of it's not fair, and why is everything so difficult, and why is this recovery so hard, and, you know, why do I have to do it all and do these bloody steps and but, you know, as time's gone on, what I've really, really gained from being here, I mean, so much, but it is an ability to really live, you know, an ability to really live despite whatever happens, you know. And I've lost my thread. Yeah, so I guess, you know, still trying to get to where I am today. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer, and that was very, very difficult, you know, because I just thought, that's not the kind of thing that's meant to happen to you when you're clean. That's not fair, is it? You know, it's like, that's not my reward. But, you know, and I have shared about this a lot, so I won't get right into it, but you know, I really honestly can say from the bottom of my heart that the way that I got through that was through coming to meetings, and it was an incredible gift, because what I found was that I had such a huge amount of support and such an incredible infrastructure that I had gained without really knowing it through my years in recovery. And when I needed it, it was there. It was really there for me. And, you know, I can't describe the depth of love and care and friendship that I experienced at that time. Well, I can describe it. You know, it's very real to me. You know, that for me was a really big practical experience of recovery, you know. As a result of, you know, having that illness and being, you know, unable to work for a year or more, actually 2 years and there was a lot of, you know, there were a lot of kind of fallouts from that. I had a pretty ghastly relationship breakup but, you know, one of the things that I've learned in here is, you know, what do you do with it? What do we do with the stuff that happens in life? You know, I mean, I can kind of sit there and go, oh, this is, you know, this is not fair, and why is this happening to me, and it's all my mother's fault anyway, you know. Or I can sort of think, okay, right, what are we going to do with this today, you know. And that's something that I feel that I've become much more adept at as I've gone on over the years. And what I did with it was I wrote a book, which was something, you know, really a huge achievement for me. But as a result, you know, as a kind of a consequence of all these different, you know, circumstances in my life, I've ended up in a very tight corner financially. And I've been, you know, I've been jumping around like a lunatic, you know, trying to get this and that and the other thing off the ground. And so just before Christmas, I applied for a job as a miner in a bauxite mine in the far north of Queensland. And, you know, I mean, it's one of many actions that I've been taking. And, you know, what my understanding of how we do this is we take the action and we let go of the result. Okay, so I took the action and I put the application in, and I let go of the result for about half a day. And then I was like, I was there. I decided I was going, and I was like looking at all on Google Earth and finding and showing all my friends. And I was thinking, now which swimming costume am I going to take? And ordering up the, you know, looking online for the non-toxic mosquito repellent and the R.M. Williams boots and the no. And this morning I woke up, I mean, you know, just thinking, fuck yeah. Oh, how am I going to, you know, get through today, in a state of absolute panic and anxiety, and I don't know how I'm going to pay my mortgage and, you know, all that stuff. And I thought, no, come on, get out of bed and go to a meeting. So I got out of bed and I got an email saying that I hadn't got this job as a miner in the, you know, I mean, big surprise. But I was personally devastated by this news. And so I went, no, go to a meeting. So I went to the meeting and it wasn't on, right? So by this time I'm, you know, I'm absolutely distraught. I thought, no, I'll phone my sponsor. She's in Mexico, bitch. You know? Who needs a sponsor that's in Mexico? So then I phoned a friend, and I went and I had coffee with a friend, and I cried my eyes out in a restaurant for 2 hours with a friend. And I've got, you know, I tell you what, I've been through so much in recovery, I cry anywhere, I don't care. In restaurants, on buses, aeroplanes, you know, you name it. I never cry in meetings, but... but what, you know, I guess what I'm saying is these are the things we do, you know. And I had a lot of relapses when early on in my recovery, so I've got a lot of experience of that. And people used to say to me, oh, you know, why did you use, what, you know, what happened? And, you know, my understanding of myself is that I'm an addict and using is what I do. You know, that's what I do in any circumstance, unless I put, thank you, enough sort of measures in place between me and using. So the more recovery sort of actions and skills and tools I have available to me, the more kind of things I have to get through before I use, you know. So I was like, okay, get out of bed, go to a meeting, you know. Getting out of bed would never have happened in the past. Go to a meeting, meeting's not on. You know, phone your sponsor, sponsor's not there. Phone a friend, you know, here I am. And, you know, when I was standing outside that other meeting that wasn't on, Charlie walked past and said, Jess, can you do the share at Trafalgar Square this evening? And I said, yeah, you know, of course I can, because that's what we do here, you know. It doesn't matter if I haven't had a good day or I haven't got, you know, we don't come in here to say, I'm in recovery and therefore, you know, I found the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You know, what I found was the ability to cope, friends that I can rely on, you know, the ability to understand that my first reaction is just a reaction and it's not necessarily the whole, you know, truth of my life. The ability to to get through the next minute clean, you know. And it felt, today, it felt to me very much like in my early recovery, where all I could do was to think, okay, how am I going to get through the next hour, you know, without absolutely jumping off the balcony. But it's something I've learned to do over and over and over again. And, you know, when I was first came here, those hours seemed like weeks and they seemed unbearable. And, you know, I'll never get through this hour or this minute or this day, you know. But the great art of all this, to me, is that we do it just for today. You know, and I thought that was a con when I first came here. I thought that is something they tell you to just trick you into staying clean for the rest of your life, you know. But actually, what I've really learned is that this is all I have, you know, and it's great. As long as I'm here right now with everyone here, and it's fantastic, you know, and it couldn't be better, actually. This is so great that we have this. I have a choice in what I do with what happens to me, you know. And I could have stayed at home this evening. I could have seen Charlie and said, oh no, fuck off, you know, I can't cope with, you know, that, and I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch a movie and I'm going to, you know, smoke cigarettes until I pass out. I might do that later, you know. but right now I'm here and I have the ability to live my life in this moment and change my life in this moment. And that is incredibly powerful, you know, and that's something I didn't have before. And that's what we all have here. And I just, you know, I'm very, very glad to be here. So thanks.
Thank you.